The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. Hi, Faza. It's been a while since we've done Das Midasecha. So let's go back just to the let's go back to the beginning of the paragraph that we were up to. Let's go back to Kuf Chaf Tes and review a little bit. At the bottom of Kuf Chaf Tes, Achzarius Ha'oirev Machmas Hazarus Haniga. We're learning about another manifestation of the Sod of Ofar in our lives, and where this comes from, to understand what is this? Where does this come from? What is this in our lives? What is this? And that's the Midah of Achzarius, the Midah of cruelty, the ability to, at times, act in a way that's cruel. Of course, a Jew is not bad, some cruel, but there can be times of Achzarius. So, to understand where this comes from, what this means, Rav Schwartz uses three of Hashem's creatures, the Orev, the Ya'ala, and the Nachash. The raven, the Ya'el, the female Ya'el, what do you call it in English, a gazelle, whatever, and the Nachash, a snake. So let's go. we started this a couple of weeks ago, so let's review. We're on the bottom of page Kuf Chaf Tes. Ha'orev, Mahi Bidiyuk Achzariuso. What is the Achzarius of the raven? Chazal considered the raven to be a cruel creature, and it's clear in Tanakh like that as well. What is the nature of its cruelty? So the Gemara is asking there, is the raven cruel to its own offspring or not? Umateresis, it seems to be there's a stira, because it says Lovnei Orev Asher Yikro. So how could this be cruel? So Rashi said, Lord Kasha, Habechivri Habeuchmi. In other words, Kan Bilavanim and Kan Bishchayim. One place where the Orev calls out to his children and is connected to its offspring, that's when they're black. But Bilavanim, when they're white, so they're cruel to them. Rashi explains, Pirish Rashi, Kishagodl Mashchir. When the raven is born, it's white, and then when it matures, it gets black. Now the father and the mother, the parents, are black. But the baby, the little one, is white at the beginning, and because the baby is different from the parents, the sign in Aysan. It's the nature of the father and the mother raven to despise the little one who's so different from them. They're black and the little one is white. As the little one matures and becomes black like them, so then they love the raven. They love their child. Have you heard anything like that? We'll talk about that in a second. Klamer b'katnusam b'nei ha'orev heim levanim. When they're little, the b'nei ha'orev are white. Shainim me'ha'ov ha'shachar. Very different, the opposite of the father and the mother who are black. Lo'y darmim lo'y. Ba'alkein hu'sain ha'isam. And because of this, at the beginning of the life of the baby, of the little bird, I don't know what you call it, the chick, at the beginning of the little raven's life, he is despised by the parents. He's a big disappointment to them. He's not what they expected. They thought that he's going to be a raven that's an A student. They thought that he's going to be a raven that's going to be very firm. They thought he's a raven that's going to follow in the footsteps of the parents, the father, the mother, and be successful. socially, professionally, and so on. It turns out that this raven is not like the parents. The parents are deeply disappointed. The hatred over here doesn't mean like Amalek. It's a strong disapproval. The child is very different than the parents. The parents wanted this little raven to grow to be a doctor, to be a lawyer. They wanted the little raven to grow up and be successful and good-looking and wealthy. They wanted the little raven to grow up with the same philosophy of life that they have, to be just like them. That's what they wanted. I had a situation before Yontif. I hope the person doesn't listen to this tape. But I had a situation before Yontif that there were people that were staying in a hotel, unfortunately, for Yontif. And there was a very big family quarrel over the fact that the kids did not want to go, and the husband did not want to go mixed swimming. They did not want to go mixed swimming in the pool. And the mother was very upset about that. She was very angry, very disappointed that somehow the children and the husband had been brainwashed by yeshiva, by wherever, and speaking to dangerous people. And this woman did not have the pleasure of swimming with her offspring, with her little ravens and her, in this case, her husband as well. And she was very, very angry, very angry, very disappointed, very angry, and very hurt. The kids are different. The kids are different. It's not what she expected. Well, that might happen sometimes when you put them in yeshiva. So what's going on here is, b'katnusa b'nei oivim levanim, they're different than the parents who are black. They're not like the father and mother raven. Therefore, he hates them. And the raven is cruel. The raven is, the parents are cruel to this little one, and they don't want to feed him. When the little one somehow managed to survive the younger years, and the little one realizes, you know, I better be black like my parents, or else I'm in trouble. So as long as the little one grows up to be like mom and dad, then the parent ravens have rachmanis, they have rachmanis. Page Kuf Lamed. Nimtza shaha hagdora ha'amulka shal achzarius ha'orev. Comes out that this very deep, profound definition of the cruelty of the orev, where does it come from? Where does this come from? That a parent would be cruel to a child? Again, cruelty here doesn't mean you don't take care of. That's very extreme, but it's teaching us something much deeper. The Gemara is not a study of animal life. It's to teach us about the animal life inside of ourselves. So Meheichan Hiba, where does such a thing come from that the parents should have such a feeling of distance from a child? Should feel so detached from a child? Hazarus, which means ach zar. That zarus, that feeling of strangeness. Ubedaklus yoiser, machmus hayoiser shenya hepachshlu. And especially if the other is the opposite of you. How do we understand the hatred that white people have had for black people, or that black people have for white people? Or that people have towards Jews? There are many, many explanations. There are many reasons. But on the most basic level, British, Irish, whatever two groups that are at odds with each other and can't stand each other, where does that come from? So there are always 1,000 explanations. But on the most basic level, it's because they're different than me. They're different than me. How could a white person hate a black person? What kind of a shigaon is that, to hate somebody because of the color of their skin? And that's the cause of that's been the cause of tremendous suffering on the part of African Americans for many years. Where does that come from? Because I'm white and he's black, and the black person who hates the white person, I'm black and he's white. There is a natural natia in a person to feel a tremendous distance from the one who he perceives as being different, as being certainly being the opposite. And that has had a deadly impact upon human history. But even without going to ethnic groups, religious groups, and so on, even within the same family where everybody's the same color and the same ethnicity, right? The same religion. Everybody is the same, the family. But this child is not what I wanted. Or this parent is not the way I wanted my parents. Not like my friend's parents. And through that feeling of being distant or being opposite, it could lead to achzarias. From the feeling of zarus, of strangeness, that could eventually develop an achzarius. You don't feel that that person, that you're connected to that person. Because the other person is the opposite of you. Hazarus chalakan ki hu lo matim lo. The feeling of alienation and strangeness is because the other one is not matim to, doesn't fit you. Doesn't fit your way of thinking, doesn't fit your way of life, doesn't fit your skin color, your religion, doesn't fit your ideology of life, doesn't fit your political. See what's going on now with these people, with the anti-Trump and the media. Okay, you disagree with the person's. You disagree with the person's opinions. Say that. That's a healthy thing. That's fine. But Ad kidekach, what's going on? It's not a matter of disagreement. That the New York Times is not pleased with Israel and the Prime Minister of Israel. This is already an altamais. This goes back a long way. A long way of New York Times reporting. Which is a very deep, deep, deep psychological sugya that has to do with the Jewish owners and their own feeling of shame and embarrassment, particularly of the Holocaust and so on. But ad kedekach, that they would publish a cartoon that's straight out of the Sturmer, that looks like it was written by that it was drawn by Streicher, Yimach Shemo. The president of the United States is wearing a yarmulke and being pulled by a dog that's wearing a Magen David that has the face of Netanyahu. And all that means, and all that conjures up, how could there be such a thing? Where does that come from, these kind of things? The answer is, there's a feeling of zarus, of difference, of that that divides us, that separates us, and that makes the other strange in my eyes. And then it's just a matter of time until this is a stranger is now a threat to my way of thinking. It's a threat to my way of life. Why can't you just say you have a different opinion? You don't agree with Benjamin Netanyahu. Okay, so the same again. You don't agree, so say you don't agree. But where did such a thing happen? How could there be such a thing? And then among Jews, how could such a thing happen? It's shocking. But we understand that the black ravens hate the little white raven. When the little white raven matures and becomes black, so then Beseda, we love you, it's Givaldi. But as long as the little one is different, So then they can't be connected. Yesha Adam Paigesh Echad in Canada. Sometimes if a person that meets somebody from Canada, he's talking about Israelis, so not like an American and a Canadian, but if somebody meets somebody from Canada, who's Arlo? And he's a stranger to him. Loki Enamakti Imlo. He doesn't even know if this person is similar to him. Eliki Humidina Harris. It's just he's from a different country. God Mzeh, Sukh Shel Zairus. This is also a type of strangeness that could lead to Achzarius. A type of strangeness. You get two people that are rooting for different teams. There were stories I heard from South America where people got killed by soccer games. People are prepared to kill other people because he's rooting for a different team. He's cheering for a different team, or nobody killed anybody. Maybe it was just they were trampled because of the crowds. I don't know, but certainly there are arguments and fights, and we used to have plenty of them. The Yankees versus the Mets. Here with the ravens, the white raven is their child. So why are the parents cruel to this little one? Because they're different. They're different. They're different from him. When I was in college, I once told this to you when I was in college, there was a young man that I knew, a wonderful young man that I knew, who had two parents that were very, very illustrious doctors, and that's all they wanted him to be. And he bechlal was not much shlich in that Indian and was not interested in that Indian. And there was tremendous pressure on him, talking about a firm family. And there was tremendous, tremendous pressure. And then one day he killed himself. This boy killed himself. Of course, it was dressed up by the family as some sort of an accident, but that's not what it was. He killed himself, and the friends knew about that. He killed himself. Now, they wanted him to be a doctor, and they were terribly disappointed. But he was not interested in that. And there were all kinds of threats that were made about not paying for this, not giving that, and other ways that parents have to punish children who are different than them. And he killed himself. Plain and pushed. He's no longer alive. This is over 40 years ago. And there are many, many, many other young people who are not doing that and would never do that, but inside of them they're dying because of that feeling of distance from the parents who are different from them. So the children could feel a tremendous distance that their parents don't get them and don't understand them and don't feel what they're feeling. And the parents could feel a tremendous distance from the kid, because the kid is not what we wanted. We wanted a Shem Shabbos kid. This kid is Michal Shabbos. We wanted a studious kid. This kid is not studious. We wanted a doctor. This kid wants to be a mechanic. And there is a subtle type of an Achzarius that can creep into that family. You'll have a situation in a classroom where there's a student in the classroom that challenges the teacher. It challenges the Rebbe time after time. And the teacher, the Rebbe, could begin to mistreat this kid in different ways, either to ignore or to mistreat. Because the kid unlike the other kids, doesn't agree with him or doesn't see his point of view or her point of view. And the response to that is that the teacher can become an achzari, can become, in some level, can become cruel towards that child, towards that student, because the kid disagrees with him. The kid refuses to accept his mahalach. Heim levanim hu shachar. The offspring, the little birds, are white, and the parent ravens are black. Once they go along and they're on the program and they conform to what the parents wanted, so now the white raven became a black raven, so that's fine. Now we love you, now we'll show you affection and warmth and respect, and we'll take care of you and we'll support you in what you're doing. Because it conforms to us. It conforms to our program. So you see what Chazal are getting at here with the black ravens and white ravens? It's not far from us. It's not far from us at all. Zuhi ha'achzarius shabo mehanigudim. This is an achzarius, a cruelty that comes from conflict, or not even conflict, from differences. From differences. The shor shel bekrius should be yisoid ha'ofen. And the shorish of this, in terms of the midas and the yisoidas, the shorish of this is, of course, from Kriyus, the coldness of the Yesod of Ofer. K'mayshin is bar. Yesh na'zarius mitzad ha'kriyus, yesh na'zarius mitzad ha'yavish. There's a cruelty that comes from coldness, and there's a cruelty that comes from dryness. Achzarius mitzad ha'kriyus. Achzarius that comes from Kriyus. Bo machmash ha'davru ha'epachli. It's because this is the opposite of me. The other is the opposite. That oppositeness, also nigud, yoitzrim achzarius mikoch hakriyus, create or generate an achzarius that comes mikoch hakriyus, from the koch of kriyus, of coldness. Kol kriyus in yonai hepech. The whole inyan of kriyus is hepech. It's when something is the opposite, is opposites. Is nigud, a state of separation, conflict, and distance. That's coldness. Hadugma apshut lekach, the most obvious example of this, hari akrius mitzad umas ha'olam hu amalek. The coldest nation of the world in the world is Amalek. And certainly towards us. Maybe they have with other nations, but towards us, it says in Pasuk, asher karcha b'derech. Karcha, Chazal, teach is a lotion of kriyus, of coldness. Shukira sambat yarisachis. The bath was hot and bubbling when he came out of Mitzrayim. And the Amalekim froze it. They came to freeze it, to make it cold. So Ashakarcha is a lotion of kriyus. Amalek nikrareshis. Amalek is called Rashis. Rashis Goyim Amalek, the beginning of the nations. The Rashis at the head, which is the Hepech Shei Yisrael. Shangam Heim Nikur Rashis, because the Jewish people are called Rashis to Rasa. The Jewish people are the Bechor of Kedusha, and Amalek is the Bechor of Tumah. So this is Mamish, they're opposites. This is from the other side, from the Sitra Achra. Amalek, and this is in the Sitra de Kedusha of Holiness, Yisrael. Hakrius kan, this and this oppositeness brings to coldness. Hakrivus kan ba mimokam shu hepach gomer. Kriyus is the result, coldness is the result of feeling that this is mamish, far from me, not me. And that's kriyus, that's coldness. When things are cold, they might originally be next to each other, but then when they freeze, then they're already pushed away from each other, the ice, they're far away from each other. So hepach gomer. Hachom v'hakor hem shnei hafachim. Heat and cold are two opposites. Hachoyim giluyev kemetzarev gomer b'yisod ruach. Chom, as we spoke about with the yisod of ruach, chom, heat, is always mitzarev. It causes things to melt one into the other, to fuse one with the other, to become one. That's what heat does. Hakor giluyev kemafrid gomer b'yisod ha'ofer. Kor, coldness, is just the opposite. It divides and separates. It's the yisod of ofer that divides and separates. It's kor. Ma geder achiluk b'neihem? What's the way to understand this chiluk between them? Haruach mitzarefes, ha'ofer mafrid. Ruach brings things together, and then you have the warmth of the ruach. And Ofar separates. U'inyaneinu, hachom mitzaref es ahepachemov. Heat has the way of bringing together the opposite, of joining together with the other, and kor, coldness, is creating distance. Shnayim she'ayhavim echad es hasheni. When two people love each other, Eze Kenegdai, you can have a Matthias where there's an Eze Kenegdo, where even though they're different, like every man and woman, even though in many ways they're opposites, Afiluim he Kenegdo, Havluim hu Ohevoso, but if they love each other, if they're attracted to each other and they love each other, if there's warmth, then gedola ahavas shadechekes zaboser, then they're drawn together. Ahava brings them together. Hachamimus yotzeres ichud, heat and warmth generates ichud, unity and oneness. Afamadavar hepochelo, even though the other is the opposite. One doesn't always hate the other. In the case of a man and a woman, they're opposites, but there's a tremendous attraction and potentially there's great love. And when there is that great love, so then that warmth of the relationship brings them together. Even though they're naturally opposite, Hakriris Yotzeres Havdalah. Coldness, on the other hand, coldness freezes things up and separates them. Heat, warmth, melts them and brings them together into one. Zohim ken hasug harishon shel achzarius. So this is the first type of achzarius. Achzarius shel oirev, the achzarius of the raven. Obviously, as I said before, the point here is not to study the raven, but that raven in the person. Where Chazal have shown this to us and explained this to us and sharpened our understanding of these differences between people by using this bird as a marshal. When something is not what you expected, it doesn't fit you. It's a hipuch mimenu. Hafachius, this hafachius, Yotzeres Hed Atziruf, it brings about a lack, an absence of unity, of being together. It creates distance. B'shar shal b'krirus shal b'yisayt ha'afra. And the root of this is from the yisayt ha'afra, that quality of krirus in the yisayt ha'afra, of coldness in the yisayt ha'afra. That's the achzarius that comes from differences. The krivus of the offer, the coldness, the ice of the offer, that when somebody is not like you, or disagrees with you, is not matim to you, that can turn into the ice that separates into cruelty. To cruelty. Now, the Achzarius of the Ela, of this deer, this animal, where do we see that this animal has this need of Achzarius? So the last line of page Kuf Lamed, Habalchai Hasheni Shuhu Asa, the second animal that is cruel, Zuha Ye'ela, Shavisha Shakeredis. Chazal tell us that when she's crouching to give birth, she often will go to the top of a mountain, so that the baby, the little one, the calf, whatever it's called, will roll down the hill and die. Horrible. Again, it's a muscle of something. Whether every one of these animals, obviously, they don't all do that, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to exist. They wouldn't continue. But it's teaching us something very deep. Page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Ma inyon shel achzari yizu. What is the inyon of this achzarius? Ma inyon shel achzari yizu. How can there be such a cruelty to give birth and to give birth in such a way where the child is going to die? Chazal says that Chazal speak about somebody who never wanted to have children, someone who doesn't have any children, that mistama. The assumption is that there's a certain achzarius. But if you have children, then how could you be cruel to them? The reason that somebody who's childless as an atia could have a potential inclination to cruelty is because the children bring out the deepest love from parents, and if that's not access to the children, it could go untapped. That ability to love in the deepest way. Okay, that's obvious. Nevertheless, we have the question of how could this be? Such an achzarius with one's own flesh and blood. Lashon Chazal Kiyadua, the Gemara says in the Dorim that Arba Chshuvim Kemeis, there are four people who are Chshuvim Kemeis, who are considered as if they're dead. V'echad mehem, one of them is Mishein Labanim. Somebody who does not have children. Schoshev Kemeis. What is that? Kol Meis in Yonah Yoivesh Muchlat. With the raven, we're talking about the quality of coldness, with the opposite. There's another quality, of course, that Ofer has, which is Yoivesh, it's dryness. Kol meis in yonah yoivesh muchlat. Wherever there's death, death means that there's complete dryness. It's a return to the dirt. Ki ofer ato vel ofer toshuv. You are dirt and you will return to the dirt. Yisoid ha'ofer, The Yisod of Afar is Murkav Mikrivus Umiyai, which is composed of coldness and dryness. But the main quality of Afar is its dryness. HaKrivus Sheyachas Yisod HaMayim. Krivus, coldness, is more connected to the Yisod of water. Shamayim is star from Aleichus, Neitzeres Vahem Chiyus, Vahem Mayim Karm al Nefesh Ayefa. When water is mistarf to lechus, to moisture, not dry, moist, so then that brings chiyus, life. Like it says, mayim karm al nefesh ayefa, like the person who's exhausted, who's weary, has a cold drink, brings life. Avli karsha yisod ha'ofar, hu hayayvish. But the ikra, the yisod of ofar, even though it has some chiyus in it, but the ikra, the yisod ha'ofar, is its dryness. That's its real identifying characteristic, is its dryness. Hayayvish, who be'etzem dover she'en v'chiyus. Dryness is be'etzem something that doesn't have chiyus. Who mesulak mena chiyus. Someone who doesn't have children is considered ki'ilu, he's not alive. Because this person's way of grasping reality is in a dry way, in a way without life. That's what it means, chashuv kemeis. Yoivish muchlat. Yala zu achzaris al benar. So let's try to understand the cruelty of this animal with its children. Where the mother intentionally gives birth on the mountain so that the baby will die. Meichni migil mahal shal azaris al benar. From where does the mother come to such a mid of achzaris? How could there be such a mid of achzarius? Did you ever hear of such a thing? Of a mother intentionally murdering her offspring? If you haven't, then just look in the dictionary under the word abortion. Have you ever heard of such a thing? You're not getting into the question of if it's ever permitted according to halacha. Talking about stam, just in general. There is such a mitzvah of a mother murdering a child. There is such a mitzvah. You could make believe that it's not really a human being, but lamaise it is, and you're murdering it, and it's your child. So how could there be such a thing? Again, we're not talking about different and strange extenuating circumstances and shailus malach. We're talking about just stop. How could there be such a thing? It's the nature of all that lives that it wants to continue living, does not want to die. And it's the natural desire of the living to perpetuate life by having children. Wants to have children. A human being who does not want children is in an unnatural and unhealthy situation. Again, barring extenuating circumstances, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if everything is okay and a person does not want to have a hemshech to children, something is wrong. Mahu b'chaim, avzar b'chaim. So Chazal say about Yaakov Avinu, Mishnem of Yaakov Avinu, that mahu b'chaim, that as long as his offspring are alive and continue, the children and the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren, all the way down to us, and our children and grandchildren and so on, as long as Yaakov and the children are alive. So Yaakov Avinu was also alive. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, as the Gemara says in Tanz. Yaakov Avinu lo meis, Yaakov is not dead. Mazar b'chaim, mahu b'chaim, amazar b'chaim. He's alive and the children are alive. As long as there is a continuation, as long as there are children and grandchildren and so on, so then Yaakov is alive. Hayala ain't a right says Benel. Now this animal does not want its offspring, doesn't want the kids. He writes a Laharagas. And not only that, but she so desperately does not want these children that she actually kills the child. He writes a Laharagas. And now there is no continuation in her life, and she murdered her children, and now she is considered as somebody who is dead. Why? Because she's completely, completely separated and distant from that tfisa, that way of grasping reality in a way of chiyas of life. This ability to ignore life and not to be interested in the continuity of life, but to end life, comes from the yovish, the dryness in the yisod of offer. En l'chasil chiyus yoyis agomim yisod offer miyovish of offer, when there is no greater lack of life than in the dryness that we see through the dryness of the sand of the dirt. In Cain, Oymek Harzari Shal Hayela, the deep cruelty of this animal, the Yaelo, Megiyam Hayovish Shal Atma, comes from her own dryness, no chias, no life, not looking at things from the perspective of life, being alive. Since life is meaningless to the mother, so the life of the child has no meaning to her. Life is meaningless. For herself, life is meaningless. So Mimela, life is altogether meaningless, and there's no point in having children. So Schwartz explains that Achzariah Zu, Shein Lagamim Achzariah Sa'ir Valbona. This is very different. This Achzariah of the Ye'ela is very different than the Achzariah, the cruelty of the raven. The raven is cruel to his children because they're opposed, they're different, they're the opposite. Right now, the ravens are white and the parents are black. On the other hand, the cruelty of this animal, albanea, and his children, and the rotzen that this animal has to kill its offspring, it's not coming from there being a conflict, that they're different. It's because she herself doesn't care about life. She herself thinks that life is absurd, is ridiculous. And this is the Yoivash, Zaha Yoivash al Yisad Ofer. This is the dryness, the unbelievable yovish of the Yisod HaOfer. Adam ba'chai shamagish asma kechai. On the other hand, an animal or a person who feels that their mom is alive, and yochel gdor chaim shal mishu acher, is incapable of intentionally taking away the life of somebody else. To this, to the one who values life, it's not only you value your own life, you value the life of the other. Life is important to you. Life is something which is dear. It's precious. It's important. So the one who cares about life and sees the significance of life, to intentionally take it away from someone else is inconceivable. And that's why Misha Magis Asmo Vilti Chai Kashua Hirig Mishu Acher, when a person feels himself as being dead, as not being alive, Kashu Hirig Mishu Acher, when this person kills somebody else, Hulo Magis Klaus Sharag, he doesn't feel like a murderer. Because to begin with, this person's entire way of thinking, of breathing, of living, comes from yovesh, from that which is totally dry and inanimate. Hedachius, an absence of life, a lack of life. Let's try to sharpen our understanding of this a little bit. The raven does not kill its offspring. This doesn't want to take care of them until they become black. The Erev is not trying to kill its children. Just feels, the Ori feels very different from the Chiyas of the bird, of the little ones. My Chiyas and your Chiyas are opposites. We're just different. We're opposites. And that brings to Achzarius. Hulahari goes on, but not to kill the offspring. Well, maybe in Shehinam Chayim, he understands that this child or these children are alive. But the father Ori, the father Raven, simply cannot connect to him and join. Hitziv Amshaya. Why? Because there's a different color. It's a different color. Hipuch Mitziva. Humagis Zoros Klap family feels very strange to them. It's an opposite color. Zo Avchana Shal Nigudim. That's Avchana of Nigudim, of opposite. But with the Ya'elu, we're taking it to the next level. Sharegis has been there. Here, the mother intentionally goes to the top of the mountain to give birth to this baby, to roll down the hill, to kill the child. Her entire tfisa of reality is coming from that yovesh, that dryness, from that dryness of the offer. And because there's no tfisa of life, there's no tfisa of any chiyas, okay, here I guess, therefore, you can kill. I remember many years ago, I heard on the news that there was a bus that was going through a very bad neighborhood. And this guy got onto the bus, and the bus driver asked him for a trip. Does he have it? He said that he's coming from the first bus. Does he have a transfer? He said no. So the bus driver said, if you don't have a transfer, you have to pay. This was all over the newspapers many years ago. And the guy shot the bus driver and killed him. He just killed him. Now, anybody for whom life is important, life is valuable, anybody who cares about life, that life is seen as a commodity, as something which is choshev. How do you kill somebody over a dollar or two? What does that even mean? What does it mean? Dugma l'shem hamchasha. An example just to clarify this. Yeshnai adam rachmalasan shaharig ubrim. You have a person who specializes in performing abortions. In yetzilo laharig adam chai, if you would tell this person this, if he's a doctor, if he's a quack, if you would tell him, since I see that you're proficient in the act of killing, I would ask you a favor. Would you do me a favor and please kill my husband? You know, I find him annoying. If you wouldn't mind, since I see that you are an expert in the art of killing, would you please kill my husband? You remember the person would say, Chas v'shalom. This doctor that kills little babies, embryos, or the fetus, whatever. This person would say, Chas v'shalom. What are you talking about? I would never kill a person. But to kill a fetus in his eyes seems like it's totally fine. Madua, why? Ma havda, what's the difference? Why is he okay with the abortion but would never ever consider killing a person? Because this doctor, whoever he is, because of the terrible mistake he's making in his way of thinking, he doesn't see a fetus as being a living creature. He doesn't see it being like a regular human being that's alive. So therefore, the same way that a person can kill a bug, so you can kill a baby, a fetus. If his way of thinking of this fetus would be that it's a chai gomer, mamish, a living being, well, how you hovering? So you wouldn't kill it. Same thing, an ant. It's very easy for a person to kill an ant. Because you don't feel that there's a serious life form in front of you. In the vaksim and alitol sakim biyad lishchasus, but you tell the same guy that kills ants, if you give him a knife and say, do me a favor, go over there and kill that horse. Libatul, she asked him, it's not so clear that he would agree. And if he would agree, it would be very hard for him, Yoisa, to take the life away from a horse. What's the difference? This is a living being, an ant, and this is a living being, it's a horse. I have the kaimrak behergish. It's just a perception, a feeling. Kama adam toifish shahadar uchai. If you see something as being a viable living organism, then you don't. Then you say, I can't kill it. Why does this person not kill the horse, but he kills the ant? Not because he's a Baal Rachmanis, not because he's such a Rachmani, and therefore he doesn't kill the horse, but he kills the ant. So it comes from a certain tfisa, a grasp, a way of understanding what's alive and what's not alive. So the person's nature is very often that when you see insects, the tiny little crawling things, the person feels that there's not a serious life. So there's no problem with me stepping on this bug. All this, of course, is a muscle to help sharpen our understanding of Achzarius, of this meat of Achzarius. Yeah, Achzarius, Aleim, Achim, Shem, Tafes, Kanchius. Ki Shaykh is the Tfis, is set off, and we have it set off. Ki Achzarius, Aleim, Achim, Shem, Tafes, Shaykh, Kanchius. The cruelty comes because she simply does not see this as something which is really alive. Ki Shaykh is the Tfis, is set off. This is something that comes from the yisod of Afra. The yovish of Afra, the dryness of Afra, that from there Afra has this quality, this characteristic, where there's such a dryness and such a yovish that a mother could actually kill her own offspring. It's hard for us to understand, to imagine this thing. But that's the second source of Achzarius. Okay, to be continued, Mishnah next week.